Christopher Sanchez with Chair of the Coalition for Humane Immigrant Rights, proud to be a sponsor.
Thank you, sir. Any other witnesses in support? Any witnesses in opposition? Seeing and hearing none, we'll bring it back to the dais. Any questions? Senator Morlock.
Two questions, Madam Chair. Thank you. That federal agents have to obtain a federal warrant, what does that mean?
No, that is not in the bill.
Okay, then I...
Yeah, it's about, it's just civil arrests.
So, the second question is, would it convert a courthouse into like an embassy where someone seeks protection? Because once they step outside the courthouse...
Let Senator Lahr answer.
I'm a layman, so I'm just asking.
Yeah.
Do you want...
He was trying to answer the question.
No, I appreciate that. You're asking if it creates a sort of an embassy, meaning what?
Like some people,
asylum?
Asylum, no. Or something.
So then you're safe in the courthouse, but if ICE agents are outside, wouldn't you want to stay inside the courthouse? Or am I misunderstanding?
Go ahead.
Mr. Tirico, if you want to try to answer.
The bill doesn't have anything to do with ICE agents. The bill has to do in circumstances where any individual goes into court for any of their business, and then someone comes in and arrests them under a civil warrant. So it doesn't have to do with ICE agents per se. It has to do with anyone. It has to do really to protect the sanctity of the courtroom. So the common law cases go back several hundred years, and the notion and the idea is that when you go to court, if you're summoned to go to court or you're going to court to testify on a matter, whether it's civil or criminal, you shouldn't be subject to a civil arrest. So that's really what the purpose is. You wouldn't know if someone was trying to arrest you under a civil warrant. So that's, we're trying to eliminate that element of surprise. So give people comfort that they can go to court and they won't be subject to a civil arrest.
Senator Hertzberg, did you want to add to that?
Yeah, the measure specifically says on page 6, that the person shall not be subject to civil arrest of any type in the courthouse while attending a court proceeding or having a legal business in the courthouse. So the notion is you can't go and run in the courthouse for asylum. And it is, as you suggested, because the next section is not narrow or any way less than any existing common law privilege, because you need the orderly provision of the court. Just like, for example, as I'm being served with process by certain litigants trying to get a TRO against me, all of us are protected against civil service. Why? Because you can't disrupt the business of the legislature, because people would do that to disrupt it. There's an underlying architecture to make sure the government works correctly. And so there's nothing in this bill, because I've sent the same thing that does that. It's just what happens is people are afraid, oh my God, I go before government, there's going to be a chilling effect on me by virtue of this. And so now all of a sudden they're running the risk of their liberty at one level versus the other. And I think that's what the bill gets to. Is that probably fair?
Absolutely. Yes.
Mr. Author?
Absolutely correct.
Thank you. All right, let's go ahead and establish our quorum. Please call the roll.
Jackson?
Here.
Jackson here. Morlock?
Present.
Morlock here. Anderson?
Here.
Anderson here. Hertzberg?
Yeah.
Hertzberg here. Monning?
Here.
Monning here. Stern?
Here.
Stern here. Wieckowski?
Here.
Wieckowski here.
A quorum is present. Did you want to proceed? Did you have another question, Senator?
I'm good.
Good.
Thank you for letting me ask. Just
of course. Of course. So if there are any other questions, I did want to thank you for and to highlight the fact that we're talking now about civil arrests.
Right.
So if there's a criminal proceeding or a criminal warrant, and I believe the court does also allow if there someone is in court and there is a criminal warrant out for their arrest, they would be subject to arrest in the courthouse. But this is just when people are coming to do business or to redress a grievance in a civil proceeding, that they will be assured that they're not going to be subject to that civil arrest while they are in the court doing the business of seeking redress, expressing their right to due process, whatever it is that brings them to the court. Thank you. Any other questions?
Move the bill.
There's a motion by Senator Stern. Seeing and hearing no other questions, would you like to close, Senator Lahr?
Respectfully ask for I vote.
All right. Madam Secretary, the motion is that assembly amendments be concurred in, and with that, please call the roll.
Jackson?
Aye.
Jackson, aye. Morlock? Anderson?
No.
Anderson, no. Hertzberg?
Aye.
Hertzberg, aye. Monning?
Aye.
Monning, aye. Stern?
Aye.
Stern, aye. Wieckowski?
Aye.
Wieckowski, aye.
All right, 5-1, that bill is out. Thank you very much, Senator Lara. Thank you, members. Appreciate your promptness, and we are adjourned.
Hastings.
The